Now, more than 5 years on since the UK officially left the European Union, tomorrow a summit will be hosted in London to mark a reset in relations. A new defence and security pact is likely to be announced. Many people will also be watching to see if both sides have made progress on reaching agreement on a youth mobility scheme, fisheries deal and several other areas. With a look ahead to tomorrow's summit, here's our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.
3, 2, 1!
It's more than 5 years since Brexit, a moment of celebration for some, disappointment for others. Every week, a group of demonstrators gather outside Westminster, demanding an end to Brexit and for the UK to return to the EU. Known for his iconic blue and yellow top hat, Steve Bray is one of them and is a staunch Remainer.
Yeah, the good old days, you remember that? When your passport was worth the paper it was printed on.
What does he make of tomorrow's UK-EU summit?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what can actually come from it, because the deal we had to leave the European Union was absolutely abysmal, and we're all paying the price now.
Since coming to power, the Labour government has made it clear it believes the UK's relationship with the EU can be improved. But how so?
Hi, my name is Arnon Menon. I'm director of a think tank called UK in a Changing Europe. The UK wants a lot of things from the European Union. The prime objective for this summit, I think, is to sign a defence deal, a security and defence pact, because one of the key UK asks is access to some of the EU funding that is available for defence industrial projects.
The UK is also looking for a new agreement on animal and health standards to ease trade barriers. It's called for mutual recognition of professional qualifications and a deal to make it easier for UK artists to tour Europe. Both sides have also indicated that they want to link their emission trading schemes.
My hunch is on the whole gamut of economic interactions or people-to-people stuff, we will get a declaration expressing an intention to negotiate these things. I don't know for certain, but I'd be surprised if we come out with clear agreement on youth mobility or an agricultural deal or anything like that. The one area where the two sides might say we've come to an agreement is fisheries.
Deals aside, just the symbolism of this summit is seen as important. The UK-EU relationship during Brexit was strained. Ireland was often at the centre of disagreements. Leo Varadkar was the Taoiseach who worked with many British prime ministers. He welcomes the summit taking place.
But I also think it's a lost opportunity because of the red lines that the British government drew for itself before the election. No single market, no customs union. And because the European Union can't allow cherry picking of elements of the single market, what can be achieved is limited. And what always seems strange to me is that in the United Kingdom, you have a clear majority in opinion polls, whatever they're worth, saying that people want back into the customs union, want back into the single market, want back into the European Union. But nobody is offering that. And I think that has a lot to do with Nigel Farage and the Reform Party, and the new British Labour government is in many ways adopting the same strategy as previous Conservative governments, which is trying to contain Farage and Reform.
It's a point echoed by the third largest party in Westminster, the Liberal Democrats.
I'm Callum Miller, Liberal Democrat spokesperson on foreign affairs. There are two or three short-term measures which are available to the UK government, such as the European Youth Mobility Scheme, progress on the sanitary and phytosanitary agreement, which would really show that the UK was serious about addressing some of the most damaging aspects of the Brexit deal that the Tories implemented in this country. But secondly, we'd like to see that pathway, a commitment towards future negotiations to deliver a real economic benefit to both the EU and the UK through a commitment to reach towards a customs union.
Labour has ruled out a return to the customs union, even a youth mobility scheme to allow young people from Europe to live and work in the UK for a certain period of time is proving controversial. But recently, dozens of Labour MPs wrote to the Prime Minister calling for such a scheme. Among them, Tim Rocker.
RTE Radio 1.
When people voted for Brexit, they didn't vote for less opportunities for young people. I want to make sure there are chances for our young people to get the chance to go to other countries within the European Union for work, for cultural exchange, and vice versa. We've got schemes in the UK with 10 other countries, Andorra, San Marino. Why don't we have them with our closest neighbours in Europe?
And that was Labour MP Tim Rocca ending that report by Tommy Mescal. The UK-EU summit will take place in London tomorrow.